Good morning to Australia correspondent Annika Smethurst.
Good to be with you.
There's a cash grant there for home renovations. That's an interesting approach to stimulus.
It certainly is, and I think a lot of people are quite happy about it, actually. So this, of course, comes out of the coronavirus. We've had a lot of stimulus packages here, but one area that they say is going to be particularly hard hit, and it hasn't exactly flowed through yet, is the building industry. They believe that up to one-third of construction workers could lose their jobs, and many of those actual home renovators, not just ones on big commercial sites, a lot of those, it's expected, will go ahead. But people might not be getting that new kitchen or new bathroom that they perhaps would have. So the government is considering a plan to give some sort of cash grants to help people update their homes to keep tradies in jobs, I guess.
There's been controversy before. I remember your home insulation controversy going back a decade or so. Is there a worry that there might be people perhaps not qualified coming in to get involved in the scheme?
Yeah, look, this already has come up, and the scheme was only sort of flagged about 2 days ago. So there is concerns about repeats of the so-called, I guess it was called a pink bat scandal, where we had money for home insulation during the global financial crisis, and that it will be another sort of repeat of that. And in that, we saw a lot of people that weren't qualified jumping in and, maybe not doing the best job.
Now, the uproar in the United States, it has affected at least one Australian film crew, just highlighting, I guess, that the role of the media is... there's been several incidents of journalists being assaulted or certainly dealt to by the police. What's the reaction to what happened to the Australian film crew?
Yeah, look, we saw some incredible footage yesterday of an Australian film crew who were on the streets of Washington being hit by batons, and also a cameraman being smashed in the face. It was pretty graphic, and it was actually during a live cross to one of our morning television shows. So the Prime Minister's quite upset about this and has actually contacted authorities over there and alongside our ambassador in Washington to ask for a please explain, because usually journalists are exempt in these sort of situations. They're not actually have to go inside and follow the curfews as other people do living in Washington at the moment. So a really, really upsetting thing to have had happen.
What are the SAS charges that have been brought?
Look, this is a really interesting story that's been going on for a while now in Australia around some of our special services forces that were actually serving in Afghanistan. Last weekend, there was news that many of them had actually been served with notices saying that an investigation was going on into war crimes that happened in Afghanistan. Now, included in this separately is one of our most decorated soldiers. His name is Ben Robert Smith. Separately, he has a defamation case in the federal court against Channel 9, who own a number of newspapers here. They've made some pretty serious claims about Mr. Robert Smith, and he is contesting those. He is he received the Victoria Cross, and in 2018 there was a number of articles that he said defamed him about his involvement in some deaths in Afghanistan while on patrol. Separately to that, there is a larger investigation going on, and it's been going on for a number of years now, but it looks like, given those notices were served last week, that we're getting close to, I guess, some sort of resolution. Ben Robert Smith denies a lot of these allegations, but of course it's a much-watched case in Australia, given his high profile, I guess, within Australian culture.
So what will be the process from here and where?
Look, it has been, I guess, in the shadows is one way to describe it, and that's because it's such a controversial case. As you would know, having troops that have served alongside Australian forces, the SAS are the absolute, top of what they do, and some of the allegations are pretty terrible, really. It's a big development, and it comes 4 years after investigations really began probing some of the rumours that special forces were involved in these unlawful killings and cruelty. The ABC here have also published a number of stories and some pretty dramatic footage which show SAS soldiers committing war crimes. We don't know who they were. They weren't exactly identified. But these notices that went out advised soldiers that there could be some findings that are against them. And it gives them a period, I guess, to justify or explain their actions. A lot of the sort of delay in this has been around the fact that, you know, it is very difficult to investigate what happens in a war zone many years after it happens, and also struggling to, I guess, get people to go on the record. The Army are a tight-knit group, and it's been a difficult process for investigators, but it looks like it'll be due to be handed down in July, and that report will ultimately go to the government.
Thank you very much. Annika Smethurst is our correspondent in Australia today.